DCS Boys Golf going to be teeing off for real coming up. The first meet, I should say, at Cross Creek coming up. A lot of the area teams, Coach, going to be there on Wednesday. How about this version of DCS Golf? You've got a lot of experience back. And how are your numbers, freshmen, through the senior class this year?
Well, actually, we've added quite a few people. We got four seniors and Austin and Owen and Dante and Evan Freed, but he's first time coming out. But we added another Horners, which is always good.
Yeah, I'd heard Breck was gonna trade his track shoes in for some golf clubs, and I take it it's not the first time he's been out golfing with his brothers, I'm sure, over the years, and see what he can do this year.
Oh, him and Dante are neck and neck. they compete pretty well together, so, and he's about the caliber of Dante, so Breck's going to be a wonderful addition.
So really, Coach, with Breck being his first year, you know, out for high school golf, he's golfed a lot of time, and with all the others, you've got a pretty solid varsity unit, don't you?
Yes, Austin Cito, Owen Matthews, Jack Johnson, Kel Lutz, and Dante rounded off. So it's a pretty good group of kids.
Is it going to be kind of tough to knock off those that group? I mean, you have challenges and stuff like that, but with that group, it's probably pretty solid right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, there's one or two that could flip flop, but it's pretty solid right now.
But good numbers. You got some kids trying golf for the first time, as you said, as well.
Right. We have some freshmen. Jare and Evan Freed and Aaron Garcia's first year out. Dylan Freed, he's a senior, but he's golfed before. But Garrett Copey, he's a sophomore, and Scott Landberger's returning from last year, and Ryder Chamberlain's returning from last year. So we have quite a few.
Always, I think the traditional start is at Cross Creek for you guys, that Cambridge invite, always a good one. Boy, a full field of teams. And I tell you, the RPAC this year, talking with Coach Reeves over at Cambridge, Coach Billard over at Houston, some of those, and Coach Weimer over Hitchcock County, this is going to be a toughie off the bat, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, it'll give you a good idea where you're at. So, and the kids have really kind of accelerated on focusing because they see the writing on the wall. They know they have the talent to do some changes, and that's going to be a good one.
But I'm sure you've seen the progress, the improvement. A lot of these guys from one year to the next, they'll be knocking some more strokes off each and every meet they go to.
Yep, but Jack Johnson's probably the biggest one. He's grown about 5 inches and put on about 20 pounds, and it's not all. It's pretty good muscle. So he's hitting the ball well, and he goes by the name of Mort.
I'm sure he's put a little bit of some yardage on those drives with that growing and some more muscle, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. So yeah, he's matured too, and so that's the nice thing to see.
You bet. So. Going to be a solid golf season for you, Coach, and we'll see what Mother Nature has in store for us throughout the month of April. Gosh, you've been getting ready for the season in hot, dry, windy conditions, and who knows? You just prepare for each and every meet, don't you?
Yeah, and we're just waiting for the rain to come, and you know it's going to come, but hope not. It won't mess us up too much.
How is your course looking over there at Benkelman these days?
It's good. It's just needs water. They're put water to it, but it's getting there. It's been dry.
Well, the goal is to get to districts and top three teams to make it state. I'm sure this bunch would love to get themselves to a state tournament, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, they would. That's their goal. So we're shooting for it.